Chapter 12. The Truth. Ella. Mr. Parker pulled me out of the water and put me in his truck. There were cuts on my arms and legs, so he cleaned them for me.
That's okay for now, said Mr. Parker. Granny will look after you when you get home.
I did not say anything, because I did not know what to say. I looked around Mr. Parker's truck. He had a picture of his family on the window. It was a picture of Mrs. Parker and their daughter, Millie. I imagined myself in the picture, sitting next to Millie.
How did you meet my mama? I asked him.
Lucille? Said Mr. Parker. He looked happy when he said her name. We were friends when we were children, but we became really good friends when we were adults. I went to watch your mama sing at a jazz club.
Did you like it?
Mr. Parker laughed and nodded. She was a really good singer. I asked her to allow me to make a record of her.
I know, I said. I heard the record.
Mr. Parker smiled again,
like he was remembering something good and happy.
I wanted to move to New York to make records, but my daddy died, so I stayed here to work at the store. Then your mama moved to Boston, and I didn't see her anymore.
What about me? I asked.
I first saw you when you were a baby. You were so sweet.
So why didn't you stay with Mama and me?
Mr. Parker was surprised. What do you mean?
Didn't you love my mama?
I asked.
What?
Said Mr. Parker. He was not smiling anymore. He was thinking hard. After a few seconds, he said, Do you think that I'm your daddy, Ella?
I felt my face go red, but I did not stop talking. You wrote my mama a letter, and you were on her record. I think that you loved her. I looked straight at Mr. Parker. Are you my daddy?
Mr. Parker gave me a strange look. He did not look angry with me, but he did not look happy either. He looked sad.
Your mama is a good person, said Mr. Parker. We were good friends. But I'm not your daddy, Ella.
I nodded. Mr. Parker was telling the truth. I started to cry.
I don't know who my daddy is. I need to know.
Mr. Parker stopped the truck outside of my house. Listen to me, Ella. I looked up at him. Don't be sad about your daddy. You're a good person. It's not your fault your daddy isn't here. It's his fault. You don't need to worry about him anymore, okay?
I nodded. Thank you.
Mr. Parker said goodbye, and I went into the house. Granny was not angry with me for running away. She hugged me before we went to my bedroom. She cleaned my cuts and made me some tea.
Ella, said Granny, but I stopped her. Why won't you tell me who my daddy really is? I asked her.
I don't know who he is, Ella, said Granny. I looked into her eyes. She looked sad, but this time I knew that she was telling the truth. All I know is that your daddy is a white man, said Granny.
Mr. Parker was not my daddy, but my daddy was white. I did not know how to feel. Why didn't you tell me that I was half white?
I asked.
Why did you lie to me?
It's not important, Ella, said Granny. She put her hands round me. You're the same person that you've always been. It doesn't matter what color you are. Do you understand? She pressed her hand against my heart. All that matters is who you are inside. You're a good person, Ella. It doesn't matter if you're black or white or both. Okay? I do not know if I agreed with her, but I nodded anyway. The court said that George was guilty of killing those two girls. He had to die in the electric chair. We were all shocked. We did not understand why the court said that George was guilty. We all knew that he was not. George didn't have a fair trial, Poppy told us. George wasn't allowed to have any friends or family in the court. Only white people were allowed to watch. George's lawyer didn't try to help him. A group of people called the NAACP came to our town to try to help George. The NAACP traveled around America, helping black people who were in trouble. They talked to the judge. They wanted him to allow George to live. They asked the judge to send him to prison for the rest of his life. But he did not listen to them. George must die, said the judge. 2 months later, they killed George. School was closed for a week after George's death. Everyone in our town was upset about it. But Myrna was the saddest. She stayed in her room and cried all day. Granny had to bring her food to her room. Henry was sad about George, too, but he did not cry like Myrna. Henry started painting. He painted a beautiful picture of George. In the picture, George was smiling. He looked so happy. Henry was so proud of his painting, and I was proud of Henry. I knew that George was proud of him, too.